Well, hello there and happy Monday to you and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I say it's your show because you drive the show. It's with your stories that is changing the world. We're hearing it from the feedback we get from the Take Two family. So today I'm asking you to please tell us your miracle story, small, big, in between, some kind of miracle that has happened to you. Phone lines are already lighting up. You can call or text to this number, 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Tell us your miracle story. Why is it so important for you to tell the world? Because it really builds confidence in God. It allows others to realize we serve a great and gracious God, and we should go big with God, and He is in the miracle business, and it's important that we continue to express our belief in that and that we share that with others by our miracle stories. So if you have a story to share, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you feel it was just miraculous, or you credit your guardian angel, or you just know that God had intervened, please call in and tell us the details. Now, you can keep names private if you want to, anything like that, but just the details of your story matters. So don't wait till the very end, because I like to get as many stories in as possible. The number to call or text is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I'm not going to ask you to do something that I'm unwilling to share or do, and that is miracle stories. I've had many in my life. If I look back on the 60 years that I've walked this earth so far, I've had many miracles, mainly small miracles, but there have been some pretty just kind of amazing, like where you're scratching your head saying, how did that happen? That had to have been God, you know, where you're not really quite sure. There's no explanation for it. And you just know that God had really stepped in and made a difference. And I have had things like that happen to me. And I really do consider them miraculous. One of the things that I think, and if you've ever had an illness, a major health issue, I'm sure you have some miracle stories. In all of the problems that I've had health-wise since 1994, I can tell you that I've had miraculous kinds of situations happen where I just was stuck in a certain I had to make a decision, or I was stuck in a place where I was like, okay, which way do I go, right or left? You know, how do I do this? How do I navigate this? What's going to be best for my health? You know, you go through all this kind of stuff in your head. And it just felt like God had miraculously placed the right person right in front of me at that moment to help me, you know, on the next steps of navigating health issues. So I'll tell you, I consider those miracles, and they were happening continuously. And that's the beauty of how our God works. I do believe my guardian angel played a part in so many of them, delivering those miracles in the sense, because your angel is a messenger. It's so incredible when you really try to get into the mystical sense of God, which is very hard to do, very hard to grasp, because we're never really going to grasp that until we're in the beatific vision. But it's when you start to think about it, it's just you can feel that heavenly support. Do you feel that heavenly support? Have you received that heavenly support through a miracle or through some kind of encounter where you're like, I just know that was not that was not a human kind of scientific explanation. That was definitely God. Has that ever happened to you? It's really quite fascinating, and it's beautiful to talk about. So if you can share some stories, we do have a couple open phone lines. I'd love, when I get back from the break in just a couple minutes, I would love to start going to the phones and going to the texting that comes in or the emails and hear your stories, because it's very important that we do this kind of work. And this kind of work is, I think, essential in this day and age, because we live in a world that there's so much negativity out there, so much putting God on a shelf, not taking God seriously, not really having the type of reverence that we should have for God. And we need to tell stories like this so we can absolutely convince others who are listening, who are maybe going, I don't know if God exists. I don't know if God's there for me. We can reassure them that he truly is. And are you with me on this? Because this is really a movement we're doing, and we do it every time we meet on Take Two. That's how Take Two rolls. It's because of you and your stories. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that same number. I wanted to share with everyone, we've been praying for a lot of different intentions and requests from last week. Father John, our dear friend of Take Twos, he is recovering well. We've got some more prayer requests and reports coming in. I didn't get approval for mentioning names, but we need to really help a few different people that are going through some struggles right now that are really difficult. Please just pray that these people, God knows who they are. They're in the prayer book. They've hit some obstacles, and they're really struggling. And one has since lost their job, or lost, I think it was laid off of part of their job, or some of it, or maybe went down to part time. But there's a lot of people struggling. I'm trying to be very discreet in how I share this. Let me just put it this way. I woke up this morning, Monday morning, and I was just filled. My inbox was filled with people just sharing really sad stories that they're just struggling badly with relationships, with their job, with their health, with the world, with their finances. I mean, it's a mess. This morning, I've never seen anything like it. It was unbelievable. Right there in front of my eyes. So folks, we've got it. The way we can help, I mean, obviously if we can physically, you know, do something to help these people, if we know them and they're going through it, if it's somebody in your family or a friend, but really prayer, we're going to see miracles happen through prayer. We just have to pray an extra rosary or go to adoration and pray for all of these people that I'm talking about that are in the Take Two prayer book. Please, there's a lot of people hurting right now. A lot. And the Venezuela death toll from the earthquakes is still rising, over 5,000. I mean, there's so many people struggling badly. We can help through prayer. We can see these miracles happen. It will move God, hopefully, to really have these miracles happen so we can then praise God and share that with everyone. Please consider calling in and tell us your miracle story when I come back. That's right. It's a miracle, and God is in the miracle business. So if you have a miracle story to share with us, please call or text it in at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Vivian, hold on. You're going to be first leading the discussion. I just wanted to share with everyone that online learning series, Women Made New. In the free EWTN Learn series, Women Made New, you'll be inspired by the stories of Cristalina Evert, Joy Pinto, Teresa Tomeo, and Cameron Fradd, as you hear how God helped them overcome trials and that he will help you too. Visit EWTNmission.com/learn and begin a new spiritual journey today. Okay, that is wonderful. I love these online learning series. These are great. And they're free, right? Yep, they're free. I had to double check that. I always love the word free in anything. Okay, we do have a couple open phone lines on this great feast day of Saint Apollinaris. So let's go to Vivian. Vivian, Plano, Texas, from Guadalupe Radio Network. You're going to lead the discussion and tell us your miracle story. Welcome, Vivian.
Hi, good morning, Debbie. Hi. I was just thinking about this miracle story thing. I know I've said called before to talk about it, but I keep going back to what happened to me right after Christmas on December 26, 2024. I had a head-on collision at midnight, and each day I think about this, you know, like I'm really devoted to our mother, Mary. And in the car, you see my car is full of rosaries. And I'm thinking about my life. Now I have 7 grandkids. You know, I remember that day that I was leaving the house, my 2 little grandkids, you know, they are now 5 years old, they're twins. They go, bye, Nana. I'm like, God, is this how my life would have ended? But I just keep thinking about this, you know, from time to time. Sometimes I shed tears, like, God, maybe you saved my life for something. I don't know what it is, Debbie. But but my involvement and relationship with God, you know, with the Catholic radio and like this past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend the summer series here in Dallas. I met with Father Mitch Parker. That's my second time of meeting him. Dave Parker is somebody I know very well. And Toya Hall. The topic was about trusting God, trust. And I was telling Dave Palmer, I said, listen, you know what? I just had a knee replacement also in February. And I was battling with this. No, usually I attend the summer speaking series. I'm like, Vivian, there are times these days I'm so overwhelmed. You know, my daughter just had a baby too. Do I have to go or I don't have to go? I was telling David, I was wrestling with this. You know, I'm like, well, I'm here. But it was just a beautiful evening. And I can keep going on and going on. My participation in my parish, you know, I'm part of the Eucharistic ministry. When I'm giving, passing that communion, you know, the body of Christ, I'm like, God, I'm just a vessel. God, I don't know. You saved me. I don't know. So I just thought I should share this. No. I met with you, Debbie. We celebrated the 25th anniversary of the radio station in Plano. Right. I met you. And and I'm looking at all these things. No, I'm just looking at this whole thing. I don't know what God is trying to tell me. I don't know.
Well, let me give you some suggestions. First of all, Vivian, I love the way you view God and your relationship. Every time you've shared, I think it's just, you can tell it's coming from your heart. And that's where I think there's that huge connection between you and God. And you're referring to the speaker series that just took place this past weekend in Dallas. There was over 400 in attendance at Guadalupe Radio Network. And Father Mitch Pacwa, Toya Hall, Father Sam Medley, and Cy Kellett were on the panel for that beautiful discussion on trust. And you know, that's so interesting because I love that you attended it, because that just makes me realize how much there is. I'm putting together the puzzle pieces. You definitely have a trust in God, and God knows that. And so God needs you here, Vivian, to demonstrate that, to share that, to be his voice out in the world, and to be able to get others to come to that realization. I think God does leave people, you know, you said you mentioned the head-on collision, and it was a miracle that you survived that December 26, 2024. But there is a reason. God intervenes because he has part of his bigger plan that must be accomplished. And so it tells me that when somebody is spared from something like that, where, you know, quite possibly you should have possibly passed that day, he wants something from you. He needs something from you. Now, when I say need, God doesn't need anything. What I mean by that is he loves when we cooperate. So he loves when we say yes. So that's what I mean by when he needs something from you. He needs the yes. And Vivian, I think you're the perfect person to demonstrate to everyone you talk to, including our wonderful Take Two family today, that you are sharing that you got to have that relationship with God, got to trust in God, you got to stay close with God. And that's the way you walk through this life. What do you say?
I think you're just right, you know, all that you said, you know, just like I didn't even think about when you said my cooperation with God, but all I'm doing each day is just doing the best I can. You know, I know without God, I am not just waking up every day. I give thanks. And you are just talking about what people are facing right now. It's not that I don't have, I'm facing things like, I'm Nigerian, you know, and my mother is back home in my country with dementia. There are times I'm just so overwhelmed that just like this weekend, they're talking about trusting, like Tonya home, when she started at radio station in Midland, Texas, and her husband was sick and she lost it. And I'm listening to all these panels for the Paco, and I'm like just trusting God to say, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Like, I wish I'm not.
Yeah. But Vivian, here's the thing. We have this understanding. You were just sharing about Father Mitch Pacwa was saying, what Toya Hall was saying this past weekend. You know, it's beautiful to talk about our own journey, right? Our own understanding of trust in God. The beauty of what we have is we get that as Catholic Christians, or we should. That we have this chance to build that trust. It's things in life are going to be overwhelming. If what we need to do is pray for the people that don't have that trust in Jesus. That's so sad to me. It breaks my heart. You know I can go through so many things because at least I have some level of trust in Jesus. So that's the key, building this trust, looking up. You know, a friend just emailed me this morning, the one I was sharing about, that his job was downsized and he lost health insurance. And I said to him, look up. I wrote this in the email. I said, look up. I said, Jesus, we trust in you. That's exactly what I said right before the start of the show. And we have that. We have that ability. And if we stick together and continue to build that trust in Jesus, I believe in my heart of hearts, Jesus will show himself more by way of miracles for all of us. But really, it's the ones that don't have any trust that my heart breaks for. Any quick comments?
I just continue to also pray for that trust too, you know, not to give up, to just continue to hold on. And just trusting in him, you know. I think that sometimes I just have to just keep working on telling myself, Jesus, I trust in you.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why John Paul II had the image in every single church. That image is in the churches in Nigeria. That image is everywhere. Yes, absolutely. I know. It's so simple, but I think sometimes we miss it because it is so simple, don't you think?
Yes, we do. You know, it's hard sometimes when you're going through storms, you know, but it's something I have to keep repeating.
Yeah.
I trust in you, Lord. I trust in you, you know.
Yep. Amen.
I can't be in Nigeria right now. My mother is there. I can, it's, you know, everything is all about finances and everything. You know, where maybe... If you have any words to advise me on that, you know, when I'm okay, I can't be there. What do you say? Think I should just pray, just mother, I know you are with my mom, or.
Yeah, I would definitely pray. I would ask your guardian angel to go to her guardian angel to keep that connection. And if there's a way you can, you know, obviously you can't maybe physically be there, but if there's a way virtually through by phone or by us, you know, going on video or something to stay connected. But your guardian angels can make that connection for you. Absolutely. If you truly, you know, have that relationship with your guardian angel, and it's a wonderful thing. That's how so many of the saints were able to communicate at a higher level with other people. And that should bring you comfort, because know that when you're connecting on that heavenly realm, God's got it covered. I mean, yeah, it's still going to pain you that you're not there physically, but you could at least take comfort knowing that she has heavenly assistance. You know, how is your mom doing?
She's taking one day at a time. Just like you just said, sometimes they put on video call, just seeing her face. I know with her dementia, but when I just see her face sometimes, that video call, Mama. And you know, it's so interesting. When I call, I say, Mama, let's say this, Mary. My mom, with her dementia, she will say it. She was dead and Mary together. Aww. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah,
She was like, Hail Mary, Puna. She'll say it. She does not miss one word.
Yeah.
telling you.
I believe it, and I love it, and I've heard that before, because remember, God is much bigger than dementia, right? God is much bigger than all of it. Yeah, that's beautiful. Can I add your mom's first name in the prayer book again, Vivian?
Okay, sure. Her name is Esther.
Okay, got it. Definitely. Okay, well, you got the whole Take Two family behind you, too, so we'll be all sending our guardian angels to your beautiful mother. Vivian, thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's where we're family. We do that. Vivian, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well, Vivian. God bless you. Thank you. Lisa in Fargo, North Dakota is up next on Real Presence Radio. Lisa's going to tell us her miracle story. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Deb.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay? I'm driving from Fargo to Iowa.
Perfectly. Just talk nice and loud. Louder the better.
Okay, well, my miracle story, it happened, I think it was about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. I was going through a very tumultuous time in my life. My ex-husband, I was married then, but a severe alcoholic, and one of my boys followed in that path. He was a drug addict, and he was actually in jail at this time. And I went to my chiropractor, and she did this thing called cranial sacral therapy. It's just a light touch, kind of a healing type of thing. And my friend had done it, and I thought, well, I'm going to try this. And I felt so incredibly peaceful when it was over. And she just said, you know, Lisa, something happened today that's only happened a couple of times in my practice. This woman was a beautiful Catholic, and she said, angels came to visit you today, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I was an evangelical Christian at the time, so, I mean, I believed in angels, but I didn't know much about them, and she said, yes, they came, and they were ministering to your heart. It was two of them. It was, she thought that maybe one was, I don't know if angels are gendered or not, but one was a female and one was a little one. Mm-hmm. And she said, every time I tried to look, because I was so amazed, they would flutter away. And so I just had to keep doing my work on you, and they ministered to your heart, Lisa. And I said, oh my gosh. So as I left, I was like walking on a cloud. And then 2 days later, I got a phone call that, my son, who was in jail, his best friend, these kids were only 18 at the time. His best friend had my son's gun. They were hunters. They hunted. And for whatever reason, his best friend had his gun. And he accidentally shot himself with this gun. And my son, we had to go and tell him. And still to this day, he still holds himself responsible. But, I've tried to explain to him, and the mom doesn't hold him accountable at all. It was just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But, that miracle of that, those angels has held me through so many difficulties. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going through a divorce, if, you know, you've got problems in your life.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, I want you to finish. Please stay with us. Please don't go anywhere. You hear that music? It comes up so quickly. Let me get to a break, and I'll be back. I want to continue this because there's so many things you said I think can help other souls. Carol, Lourdes, hold on. We have an open phone line for someone else to call in and tell your miracle story. Talking miracle stories today. You can call or text to this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Tell us your miracle story. Everybody hold on who's on the line waiting to come on air with us to tell your story. I'm talking with Lisa in Fargo, North Dakota. Lisa, I am so grateful. You said that Catholic therapist was so wonderful in doing that. And I am familiar with a craniosacral. You're talking about that therapy where they basically yeah. they're kind of holding your head up, so you feel this very light sense in your brain. Actually, the reason why I know that, Lisa, is I had a terrible accident when I was doing a high ropes course, and I fell and hit the concrete, and I had a concussion and whiplash, everything you could imagine. And there was a nurse there that did that actual just to relieve the pain I was feeling, because they couldn't get me to the hospital, you know, because I was out in a remote area. So anyway, my point is, I'm familiar with that, but I'm not familiar. I mean, I haven't ever heard of somebody seeing angels doing any type of treatment like that. I've heard hundreds and hundreds of stories. However, you said this was a Catholic lady, and she said she saw the angels, angels around you that were ministering to you. Okay, interesting thing. So let me just back up a second. First of all, I studied angels for many, many years. So let me just share in case we have new listeners tuned in.
Okay.
Angels, guardian angels, all angels, they're pure spirits, so they don't have any gender, so they're neither male nor female. But when they manifest, when they appear for some reason, remember, angels are messengers primarily, right? They're messengers, so they send a message that you're going to be in trouble, or this is going to happen, or I'm going to prevent this accident, or things of that nature. When they manifest, it's Peter Kraft did a beautiful job in his book, Angels and Demons, where he said it's like they put on a costume. You know how we put on like a costume for Halloween or something? Angels will put on a costume. So if that beautiful Catholic lady saw these angels, she saw them in a way that wasn't going to frighten her. So they put on a costume, and so they could appear as a male or a female. They could appear as a small child. They could appear as a 90-year-old woman. They could appear, you know, so they do that to just calm so there isn't a frightening sense with the situation. Okay. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so amazing. Yep. So, yeah. And so it doesn't surprise me when she said that the part that I found interesting is when she said, you have two, and then she described them and they're vastly different, right? It wasn't like two people looking the same, right? Yeah. So that to me almost, you know, that to me would be like an indication that, yeah, indeed, it probably was angels, you know, sharing, you know, to give you that message that you are being, I could feel the Holy Spirit. Okay. Yes, yes, that you were given that message, that you have angels around you to help you through this. Because what did you say? What is the word that you used in your story? Use the word despair, okay? Despair.
Yeah.
Okay? God does not want us to despair. Who does? The demons want us to go to despair, right? They want us to give up.
That's right.
God does not want that. So what did God do in your case, in my opinion, based on your story? God sent his angels. Remember, they're Christ's angels. God sent his angels to say to his beautiful Lisa, you've got heavenly assistance.
Yes.
And there was your message there. And I just, that's why I love the angels so very much. They are doing such great work behind the scenes. And Lisa, yeah, is it a miracle that you had all of this understanding around you as you were dealing with your son and everything? Yeah, you needed it. You need that kind of support. Now, here's the thing. God's not a one and done God. He doesn't just show up one time. He's with you always, and his angels are with you. Your guardian angel is with you always, always with you, stays with you to guard and guide you.
Yeah.
Psalm 91, go to Psalm 91, right in the middle of the psalm. You know, it talks right in there, God's protection. It talks right in there where the angels are there to guard you and to guide you. Now, a beautiful story. I mean, you've been through a lot. How is your son?
He is still... Well, he's been in and out of prison. Mm-hmm. He is probably going to be getting out in October. Mm-hmm. You know, I get glimpses that he's reaching out to God, and I am just believing for, again, a miracle in his life when he's out, that he will be free of this addiction, which is straight from the pit of hell.
Okay, and you don't have to give us his first name. I put him in the prayer book as Lisa's son, okay? But here's what I need you to do. Get him Psalm 91 somehow, okay?
Okay.
Have him start it to him. Please, have him start meditating on Psalm 91, right in the middle of it where it says that he's got his angels. Have him start developing a relationship with his guardian angel deeply so that he, when he gets out, he can have be in the strongest position spiritually, knowing that his guardian angel is protecting that and working on his behalf. The more aware we are that our guardian angel exists, the more they can act in our lives.
Okay, that's really a good truth for me right now today. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Lisa, I mean, amazing journey you've been on. You're very strong. When did you become Catholic?
Well, I'm going through OCIA right now, and part of my journey, I have to tell you, I drive back. I reconnected with my high school crush at our 30-year high school reunion, and I married him almost 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I go back and forth between Fargo and Iowa. And so I'm on the radio, I listen to the radio a lot, and you have prayed for my son, I'll tell you his name is Colin. You've prayed for him before.
I thought and so. Okay.
I pulled over on the side of the road, which I just did again, because I was so overcome when you prayed for him. This was, I don't know how many years ago, but anyway, when I married my husband, I said, I'm never going to become Catholic. And he said, that's okay, honey. You're a Christian. That's what matters. And I ended up going to a retreat this past February called CEW. It was Christian Experience Weekend. It was hosted by a Catholic church in Ankeny, Iowa. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me so strongly that I am to join the Catholic Church. And
beautiful.
I feel like I'm coming home.
Yes.
And I never thought it would ever happen. I never. I'm an evangelical, and I have learned so much. And I'm just so thankful for you.
Well, we're thankful for you. This is an amazing journey. I felt it as soon as you started speaking. I'm thinking, okay, Lisa's been on a pretty incredible journey, and you have. So I hope you write this down too, so you don't forget any of the parts of your story. But Lisa, yeah, welcome home early. Early welcome home. Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, the good Lord has so many things planned for you and your husband and your son. You just have to, again, like what I told my friend this morning, look up. Don't look at this world. This world will get us very, very, very down. But if you look up, the good Lord's got good things planned, and you just keep rolling all the way until, you know, he calls us home. Lisa, this is awesome. Please check in with us again as you're on the OCIA journey, okay?
I sure will. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. I got you and your husband in the book too, okay?
Hey, wonderful.
All right. God bless you. Thanks, Lisa. Oh, beautiful. Safe driving. Your angel's right beside you. Okay, Lourdes in Massachusetts is waiting so patiently. And Lourdes has a story listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Lourdes. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. It's really not a story. When I first thought about it, I thought maybe I should just hang up because maybe this is not a miracle as some people think of it. But to me, it is, because whenever God acts, he definitely acts, to me, that's a miracle.
Right.
And my story is very short and sweet. It's like I was trying to quit smoking, and the first day I tried quitting, it was to offer as a sacrifice. And I cried because I couldn't. I couldn't stop. I just had to have a cigarette. This was some decades ago. I had been smoking for about 12 years. And I kept praying, and nothing was happening. And then one day it just got to the point where I realized, I've got to give up because I'm not going to quit. And it was at that point when the Lord took away the urge and, the thought of, the smell of smoke made me nauseous. It was right away, he just took it away. So to me, that's one of my miracle stories of how God powerfully answered the prayer and to encourage others to keep trying and not to give up. So I just want to say goodbye and let somebody else share their story as well and give glory to God.
Amen to that. But Lourdes, don't hang up yet. Real quickly, what you just said was so powerful. And I hope the world who's listening right now hears you when you said, you know, keep praying and ask God to take away that urge, take away that addiction, take away that problem. God wants to help us. And when we're very specific on what we truly need, it's important. I know people will say, well, God knows everything I need, everything I want. God can see my situation. Of course he can. But again, he wants the cooperation. He wants that surrendering. He wants to know that he wants us to recognize that he is needed. And he did that for you. And you made the comment at the beginning of the call. I'm not quite sure if this is a miracle. You said something like that. Of course it's a miracle. Anytime God intervenes, everything is miraculous with God. It's incredible. We can see it in very, very small ways with a tiny sign that God could send a miraculous sign to us, or a major physical healing that we're writing about or saints are being canonized about. So Lourdes, God bless you. That is awesome that you were able to kick that habit with God taking that desire away. I love it. And I hope more people pray in that direction so that they can be freed of things that are just weighing them down and really, quite frankly, aren't good for their health as well. What do you say?
No, it's an addiction. And, you know, I tried, but, you know, I couldn't do it. And, you know, God had to do it, and he did.
Oh, well, he loves you.
Thanks be to God.
Well, and he loves you, and he wants you to live long. So I love that about our God, how wonderful he is caring for you. It's so amazing. He knows every hair on your head. Lourdes, you're awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you, Lourdes. You're wonderful. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to Lydia in just a moment. I want to give the phone number again because you have plenty of time to sneak in your story. I know we had Carol from Fredericksburg, Virginia, I think dropped off. Carol, if you want to call back, I'll push you right after Lydia. So Carol, if you're listening from Virginia, call back. Or if you want to jump in with your miracle story, go quickly. If you're fast on the phones, 833-288-EWTN. Tell us or tell the world your miracle story, big or small. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let me go to our dear friend Lydia in Midland, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Lydia, welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing? I miss you.
I miss you too. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. I'm still vertical. It's all good.
Oh, we're praying for you. And I just want to let you know right now, I'm sorry it was in my voice, but I got a terrible sinus infection in my head. I feel congested and it's draining. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry you don't hear my regular voice. But anyway, I love your topic today because I just love it when you talk about the angels, because I adore my angels. And I tell people all the time, you got to pray to your angels. Tell your angels, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because for the morning, tonight, they're with you all the time. And I just want to let you know, me and my mama I have several miracle stories, so maybe next time I'll tell you another one. But anyway, me and my mama were coming back from a funeral, and we were on Interstate 10, and we were heading towards the daggone sun because we were coming back home from the funeral. And I tell you, Debbie, I couldn't see the road because the sun was right in my face, my eyes. I couldn't see. And I look in my mirror, and I didn't see anything back there. And I said, oh, I can see the road, you know, back behind me, but I can't see the road in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I kept thinking, oh, God, please, Lord Jesus, please help me, because I have my mama with me, and I'm driving, I can't see. Please help me, Lord. And Debbie, all of a sudden, here comes a little black car right in front of me, and he was guiding me on the road. And all of a sudden, the black car is gone because the sun went down. I think, where'd the car go? So I do know that the angel was helping me and God and Jesus, and I just want to share that miracle story, because anytime you travel and you say your prayers, I know everything's going to be okay because you said your prayers. I just believe that so much in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love how you said that. The little black car came right across and then it was gone. I mean, that's so typical of how the angels work. You know, they do what they need to do and they prevent an accident, prevent things from happening. And then they move on. They don't want to thank you. They don't want any recognition. They don't want to be chased down. None of that. So I just love that. But Lydia, you have an appreciation for your guardian angels. You've seen it, and you know the work they can and want to do in our lives. And I ask you and for all of the Take Two family to join me in really praying for those who really have kind of lost hope in the heaven's angels, and lost hope in God, lost hope in all of heaven. I think it's so tragic. And there's so many people out there that just feel like God did not help them. And so now God is nowhere to be found. And I just think we got to pray for those people, because my heart breaks for them, because they're lost. And they need to realize that there is that beautiful assistance from the guardian angels that minister to us, beholding the face of God at the same time, taking care of us. So Lydia, you get it. You're awesome. But you know, I put you in the prayer book. You got to heal that sinus infection. That congestion is really tough. So I'm going to pray to my guardian angel to go to your guardian angel to get you healed pretty quickly, Lydia.
Thank you. God bless you. And I just want to also mention, when I was babysitting last week, I met a girl, a teenager, and she's a high school kid, 17. And we were talking about religion, and she says, "Well, I'm kind of angry with God right now." And I says, "Why?" She's because I've been having troubles, my family's been having troubles, and I said, "So I'm kind of angry with God." And I told her, I said, "You know what? You can be angry with God, and God still loves you." I said, "You need to pray and ask God to help you, because the devil's got a bad hand on you right now, and he does not want you to have faith." I said, "But when you have faith in God, it's going to be okay, but right now you got to pray the devil away, because when you do pray, the devil goes away." And that's the one thing I keep telling people, Debbie. You got to pray, because once you start praying, there he goes.
Yep, absolutely. Especially the rosary. The rosary. He flees from the rosary. He doesn't like the rosary, apparently. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. See, that's that gal that you met, that's the kind of people I'm talking about, where we've got to pray for them, because they've lost hope, and that's not right. So, Lydia, you're awesome. We're going to take this on the Take Two way. Thank you again, and feel better, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Love you too, Lydia. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful call from our dear friend, Lydia. I love her. Okay, real quickly, before I get back to the phones, we got almost the phone lines all lighting up. Catholic Answers Live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 hours of Ask Me Anything with Dr. Greg Popcheck and Ben Bollinger. So please check it out tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to get to Maria. Maria's in Louisiana listening on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hello. I just was listening to your program, and I just have one quick little miracle that I always think about, and it has to do with angels, because I felt like the angels did it. My guardian angel, I was, our house was raised. At this time, we lived near the beach, kind of. Mm-hmm. And it was a raised house, and we had a porch, and we had 6 brick steps to get to the porch level. And I was washing off the porch with a hose, and I didn't realize that I was out of porch, and I literally started falling backwards down the brick stairs. But as I was falling, like, my body was leaning back like I am falling, but I never fell. I literally, my feet just went step, 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 step. And at the bottom, I landed standing up, and I 100% felt like I was held as I was falling down.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not fall.
Yeah. Can I
confirm? And I felt like my angel held me up.
Can I confirm something for you here? Like I shared, I spent over 13 years studying angels, retrieving and listening to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of stories. And the key that you said right there in the story is that you knew you were falling backwards. You could feel yourself falling backwards, but you felt like something was holding you and lifted you, and then you landed on your you landed on your feet. Yeah, that's typical. Yeah. That's a typical guardian angel story. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I totally believe it was your guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's one that I always refer to. I guess God didn't want me to crack my head open yet. I got a lot to do, so.
Well, yes, but look, let's take it one step further. Okay, one thing I want to just share with you real quickly. How cool is it to know that your guardian angel was right beside you on that porch, on that patio, right? Right beside you and went into action to take care of you so you didn't damage any part of your body. Pretty amazing.
Yes, and I feel I've had a lot of these angel stories that, I mean, I think I'm really connected with my guardian angel. It's just crazy. A lot of different things have happened, but that's just the most impressive. But one of them, I was trying to cross a busy highway, and it was in a rural area, and people are going 70, 80. We had stopped at this tiny little restaurant. Well, an 18-wheeler had parked on the shoulder of the highway, and I was trying to get out on the highway, but I could not see because the 18-wheeler was completely blocking my view. So I was inching my car forward, until I finally could see, and there were like 4 to 6, you know, an 18-wheeler, all these cars barreling towards me, and I did not even have enough time to look down at the gear shift, but I had to click to reverse and press the accelerator to get me out of the highway. And the second I got back, the car, they all went by me. Like, I was going to be demolished. And I literally had like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I think about that. I pressed the accelerator to get out of the road, but I couldn't even look at the gears. But that was just another one where I felt like my angel did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it.
I could not have done that.
Yeah. And that quickly and that fast. And that even if it was just a quick, you know, reaction. Yeah. That's awesome that you have such a great relationship with your guardian angel. And one of the keys is, as you know, is just acknowledging that they are there doing their work, and it just allows them to continue to do more of it. So, wow, Maria, those are great stories.
I'm very grateful. Yes. Angel kept me around. And just to let you know, we are foster parents now, and we have done a lot of different stuff, and I always feel that, you know, I wasn't done yet. God knew that we were going to become foster parents and we were going to start doing all of this. And I think that is why my angel saved me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, awesome. Well, you probably have extra angels for the help in foster care too, because as you take on a ministry, a lot of times there'll be additional heavenly assistance. So it's awesome, Maria. I love your stories. I hope you put them down in a book maybe and share it with family and with the world. I love it. Well, you just shared it with us and it was great. Thank you, Maria. I only have 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. I got to squeeze Dave in from Northwest Ohio Annunciation Radio. Dave, I literally have 2 minutes. Can you get your story down to the Reader's Digest version, please?
Yeah, I'll net it out. So my wife and I had 3 sons within the first 6 years of our marriage. And years later, we found out we were expecting after my wife had a uterine ablation. Should have almost been impossible at any age. 47. We'd love to tell you I knew instantaneously that it was a miracle, but it took me a moment or two to realize that at that point. But what a blessing it's been to have a son that just graduated from a Jesuit high school earlier this year and is discerning the priesthood. And I grew up Methodist. If I hadn't joined the Catholic Church in the 1990s, I don't believe this would have occurred. And Our miracle has a name, and he's going to college this fall.
That is beautiful. Oh, Dave, we put your son, your fourth son, in the book. So prayers for him and his discernment and his schooling and into the priesthood. Wow, possibly. That is awesome. Dave, what an incredible, miraculous story. See, that's why it's so important that we bring these children into the world, because God has plans for them, and God definitely has a plan for your beautiful son. Dave, thank you. I wish we had longer to talk about this. Maybe you could call in again when we have Unscripted or another miracle story so we can kind of explore this more, because I think it gives people a lot of, openness to life, and continue to bring those children into the world. Amazing. Dave, thank you so much. Thank you to the show team today. It was Matt, Michael, and Rich. Thanks to everybody texting in. You guys are awesome. Get ready for tomorrow. Yes, it is. It's time. Give us your best clean joke. We're going to laugh tomorrow. We need some laughter right now, right? So get your clean jokes ready. Send them in tomorrow. Call in. Let's have a lot of fun tomorrow on Take Two. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.